From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Plenty of interest for U.S. beef at Gulf Food 2018, the massive food trade show held in Dubai that attracts about 100,000 people from the Middle East, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Latin America. U.S. Meat Export Federation participation was supported by the Beef Checkoff Program and the USDA Market Access Program. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom says Middle Eastern markets hold strong potential for U.S. beef, like Saudi Arabia, which was a $30 million market before closing in 2012 after a BSE case. The market reopened in 2016. Stockton, the innovative leader of bio-ag technology for sustainable crop protection and aquaculture, is announcing a name change. The new STK will reflect the company's transition from generic agrochemicals to its current R&D leadership in bio-ag technology and botanical-based solutions. STK will be comprised of two distinct units, STK Bio-Ag, serving global ag markets with botanical-based and hybrid crop protection, and STK Aqua, serving fish and shrimp farmers. There seems to be two theories swirling around the dairy world right now. One says milk prices will come back up by the end of the quarter. The other says they'll stay suppressed. Mike Connolly with Commodity Risk Management tells AgWeb.com milk prices will face strong headwinds throughout the spring. According to North, the bullish milk price theory is centered on the drought in New Zealand and Australia and how production there is falling. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.